Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. If you listened in to the Good Fortune Show last week, then you would know already, and of course some of the previous shows, you would know already that what we deal with is very high vibrations. And we try to keep the vibrations really, really high, even if we have to refer to something negative. But then we hardly do that. So the vibrations here are very high, and it's very safe for you to listen to the show, the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show. Many people around the world are tuning in because these shows are being broadcasted on major platforms around the world. So everyone around the world has the ability to listen to these shows and to even listen to the podcasts after they're uploaded. The Good Fortune Show basically deals with lesser techniques and more with the energy itself being sent out in very good fortune vibrations. So people listening to the show, as long as they're listening to the show and then not going back and listening to very, very negative things, would continue to retain the good vibrations of the Good Fortune Show. So actually, the same thing applies to the Joyful Manifestation Show also, because it's supposed to take people into joyful manifestation energy. So if people are listening to the shows, it's better to keep oneself in good vibrations, good fortune vibrations, joyful manifestation vibrations consistently. Consistency, persistence, commitment, all of these are words and patience. Dallop. Huge ones. Huge dallops of patience. All of these are virtues that one can find in oneself and bring out. And of course, a bit of discipline where if one is tempted to go look up bad news, then the discipline comes in and it should tell you in your mind, don't. Stop. We exercise discipline in many life areas, right? People who are very disciplined in their food and their workout would end up obviously having really great bodies. And then people who drive carefully would end up reaching safely because they have around them because of continuous driving safely habits. It's imprinted into their aura that they drive carefully. And so here we are connecting energy, aura, and actual habits and practices. So somebody who has the habit of driving carefully would be careful, would have fantastic reflexes, dexterity, and would also end up having in his aura the words, I am careful, I am a careful driver. So this is contained in the aura, and it kind of beeps out messages even while this person is driving, and other people somehow follow suit. There's all-round discipline that you might notice. Oh my God. You know, I'm disciplined and I seem to attract drivers around me that also are disciplined and follow safe driving. And The good luck factor is where one who is in good fortune energy, one who is in joyful manifestation energy, would not need to deal with unpleasant situations. That's it. A person who is in good fortune energy and joyful manifestation energy, one and the same actually, would not need to be experiencing unpleasant situations. Their careful habits, along with their good fortune, would keep them completely safe. Now tell me, doesn't this translate into success, gain, profitability? There is, obviously, it's good for health, right? And good on the pocket, money-wise. Less bad reports, you know, insurance, claims, premiums rising because of insurance claims, and a bad reputation or history. So it avoids all of these things. And let me tell you, a person who has good vibrations with regards to driving, also, when they are driving, will not attract that much police attention. Why? Because everybody is a sensory machine, right? And they just seem to know who's good, who's not good, who to follow, who not to follow. Because these vibrations reach out and create an energy business card, a visiting card. An energy statement is beeped out. Oh, this person is good. He's a good driver. He's got a good conscience. He cares for people on the road. He cares about his own car. He cares about his family. He cares about society. And so then, you know, police also have a tuning mechanism. And they seem to know. They seem to know. Now, you know, please don't put it to test. But if there's anybody out there who follows good, safe, you know, driving habits and also has his good fortune energy imprint in them, they would know that, you know what, it's true. How come when I'm driving, there's no police around me trying to catch me? And it's true. You can actually do this at any life area. In any life area, the energy stamp that you put out, the energy projection that you put out, would help you not attract legal situations. This is the truth, and you don't need to test it exactly. But just by following good fortune energy, allowing it to enter your aura and reside in it. So the aura, which I said, it's not really a bubble, but for the purpose of the shows, we're going to call aura, you're going to refer to it as a bubble. So the aura bubble, we talk about it as a container, can contain many types of energies. And if one has an aura that is filled with joyful manifestation / good fortune energy, then those energies are going to do their work and bring in matching vibrations. You know, some of the most simple examples that people use around the world is, well, if you've seen a Honda, a particular type of a car, not Honda, you can anyway see them everywhere. But a particular type of car, let's say a person sees a Ferrari and is in rich energy, good fortune energy. Somehow during the whole day, he's going to see many cars that are expensive. He's going to keep seeing it. So now whether it is his vision where he tunes into these expensive cars, like they just come into in front of his eyes, or that these cars actually all gather around him, pushing out all other cars, and they seem to travel with him everywhere he goes. It doesn't matter. what came first, the egg or the chicken? It doesn't matter. Everybody's trying to figure out what came first, the egg or the chicken. Well, you know, it's just a saying. What is it? What came first, the egg or the chicken? Well, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter whether all these cars travel around this person or he just seems to notice these cars, even though there are a lot of other cars on the road with him. It doesn't matter, really. And he has his own personal experience in his mind. Whenever he's traveling down the roads of Las Vegas, right? I'm going to bring Las Vegas as an example, right? Because I live there. Whenever he brings an example, oh, sorry, whenever he's driving down the roads of Las Vegas, the highways, he's going to be seeing these cars. When I first started living in Vegas, I was so into watching these limousines, different colors, sizes, shapes. I would see them everywhere. Well, Las Vegas does have an enormous amount of limousines compared to other states and other places in the world. In India, you see a lot of auto rickshaws, little three-wheelers with yellow and black body, and they have no windows. They just not air conditioned. They just go around picking people up and dropping people and causing a havoc in traffic. So in India, you'll see a lot of two-wheelers and these auto rickshaws, and they just create this scenery, the scene where it's all crowded, and we still have no idea how come with that level of population and that level of crowding. I'm talking of the cities, I'm talking of a few major cities here, that everything just seems to work. Good fortune energy, probably. A lot of gods and goddesses in India, trust me. There's just so many of them. And everybody's always praying to them. So there's a lot of devotion energy, and people are always praying. So somehow they're protected compared, I'm talking of comparatively to the population, with all of the chaos going on. There seems to be a system still in the chaos, in the midst of it. But again, we're not trying to support the chaos. We're just saying that in Vegas, the chances of seeing limousines are greater. The chances of seeing a lot of people take these rentals of these high-priced cars and they go out. So whether we are physically in between all of that, or we just seem to have the good luck of seeing all of that, then it just means that your aura is filled with that. So another nice question to ask is, what is my aura filled with? Well, look outside you. That's what it's filled with. Look at what's happening in one's life. That is what it is filled with. And then you decide, not me, not even God, not the church, not the temples. None of us decide for you what you want, what you like, what you feel good about. And it's always about feeling good, because when you go to a movie and you're busy empathizing with all the sad scenes, oh, the man left the woman for another woman. Oh, this woman had to deal with the man's infinite number of other babies through other women. And then they had a cat fight. These other women all gang together and they have a cat fight. And then this woman has a baby through several men. So if she has five babies, then they're all through different men. And then you're watching movies where people are put in worse situations and they're supposed to come out of it smiling and succeeding. And then all of these movies are busy supporting some cause or the other. And as you notice, I don't know if you've noticed, the causes that these movies are supporting are getting more and more twisted. More and more twisted situations that someone is somehow supposed to come out of. I watched this Indian movie, it's called Maaveeran, and it's supposed to be the great warrior, the meaning. And he comes from a very poor background, but he's still happy with his family. can be poor, but you can still be happy, correct? Happiness is not dependent on anything except what you value the most. So he's poor, but he's happy, even though financially, or they even having a problem getting water. These things are happening, but you can put them down as irritations. And I know, like, people say, oh my God, this country is suffering and doesn't have food and doesn't have water, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have that. You know, people can still be happy because it all depends on, as long as they're being fed. But if they have to go out of their way to get some basic life necessity because it's not running in their house, right? Or water is not coming through the taps in their house, but they have to take some steps to go beyond their homes to go get water. But that does not mean people are not happy because they could be treasuring and valuing other things like their own family, the food that they eat together, they depend on each other, they love each other, they can sing a song or two. So that really doesn't matter as long as they're getting water through whatever means. So they were happy, this family, and then somebody comes and, you know, breaks down all the slums and gives them free apartments because this person wanted the land. So they give them free apartments. Everybody, like it or not, they have to sign their land homes, slum homes over, and they all go and occupy these apartments, and then they find out that these apartments are falling apart, even they're brand new. They're poorly constructed, really bad materials are being used. And this movie shows this hero, the hero of the movie, to be very peace-loving. He doesn't want to get into any fights. It's like fighting with the mafia, right? Why would one do that? He doesn't want to get into any fights because he knows the power that these people have, the people who built it, the politicians. So he doesn't want to fight. So he chooses ways of dealing with things that are peaceful. And it succeeds. He actually gets out of the situation by using peaceful methods. But then, because these movies have to make money, and how do they make money? By showing that people need to use force. So this man got out of his situation. He's fine. His family's fine. They left. They're fine. But because the movie has to show that there has to be a force, a physical force needed to defeat evil, they brought out the warrior in him, the great warrior, Mahavira. And then there is a lot of beating up of people, a lot of things happening. Unbelievable how one man can beat up everybody. But the movie had to be about that. Ultimately, he does win. He does win. But he used force to win. This movie was doing really, really well till whoever, the writer, producer, director decided that the movie, even though this man got out of his situation, got his family out of the situation using peaceful methods and nice methods, he still had to go back into battle because of some false thing in his mind that was planted there, and the movie makers showed him having to use extreme amount of force to win the situation. So I would say that the marriage, the joyful manifestation methods stopped somewhere in between, and the negative methods took hold. And so if you really think about it, when you go for a movie, you get to choose what are the methods being used to show situations being solved. You know, because these movies have situations that come up and then they have to be solved. But you get to be the judge. Since you're listening to the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show, you get to be the judge of whether the movie, while it's playing out, is using the right methods to solve situations, or it's bringing in methods that have unnecessary physical force being used. And really negative ways of solving the situation. And then, of course, in the end, it does get solved, but it's also negative. But you get to choose. You get to choose when you watch a movie. And you will understand that, oh, so this is the difference between using a happy method and a bad method to solve things. What is it that my mind has? Let me tell you the wiring in my head. If there is a situation, any situation, it could be very simple. But my mind, it could be very, very simple choosing this dress or the Should I have a massage or not? Okay, that's because I brought my life down to, should I have a massage or not? Should I go on a cruise or not? Right, but that's my good luck, correct? But if there is these situations in the movies and I'm faced with it, or I have clients and they have situations, right? My mind, my wiring immediately uses the joyful manifestation methods to solve it. Immediately it goes into joyful manifestation methods to solve it. It will not use a method that is negative or not listed in the joyful manifestation method of solving things. And this is the difference between people who are listening to normal psychic shows and the joyful manifestation and the good fortune show, because they will develop the wiring that will automatically seek and use methods that are of a very high vibration to solve things. Because action causes karma. Karma means action, actually. It means work when we do something. And one action creates a consequence. It has a consequence. And then from that, there is one more. And then from that, there is one more, correct? So then, if right at the start a person uses the joyful manifestation method of solving it, then the results are going to be different. So what we all need to do basically is to get a wiring in our head where we automatically use joyful manifestation methods to solve situations. And when you use that, what happens is there's less negative energy imprints left. So I don't know if you've heard this. When a stone or a pebble is thrown into the lake, it shouldn't make any, what is it, waves. It should fall into the lake in such a way that there is no, what is the word here? I forgot the word, but let's just use the word waves, ripples, correct. And they say even when a swimmer, a really good swimmer, dives into the swimming pool, the way he dives into the swimming pool, clean cut way with the least amount of ripples caused. And that is what would prove to you that you're using the right method, because the ripple effect, the ripples should be zero, zero, or very little. Hopefully zero. And when you watch these movies, if you realize how the hero and heroine are solving these situations, then you will know whether they're creating ripples or not, aftermath, after, effects, where they would then have something else that they need to deal with. They may temporarily solve the situation, but then something else is created, which then they have to solve all over again. So using the joyful manifestation method is so important, not just for individuals, it's important for society, it's important for countries. It's important for the whole world to use this. It's important for movies to show better methods of solving situations than the normal, let's beat them all and force wins versus the weaker. And so we just have to build up our muscles and find firepower that is enough to silence the enemy. So the whole thing is about silencing the enemy, ultimately. And that's what we really don't want. We want to be using joyful manifestation method. And whatever we put out comes back, is what they say. The universal figure, the eight figure. And it's just not goodwill that we put out and goodwill comes back to us. It's money that we spend and it comes back to us. So a lot of people who don't want to spend money, and I definitely support all the energy workers and people who are in the light, who are doing energy work, who are helping people. I definitely support that a lot of people have to work somewhere else and then come back and do all of this energy work for almost nothing, free. That doesn't have to be the way, right? We need to support the income of everybody who's doing any job in the world, who's providing a service. But of course, that takes us into money manifestation, work and career. So we're going on a short break, a couple of minutes. We're going to listen to some music and we're going to come back soon. So hold on tight. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. What goes out comes back. And people believe in this where good deeds are concerned. So they say if you do a good deed, it comes back to you. A lot of people do good deeds because they're in the position of doing good deeds. So they're in the position of doing good for somebody. They're in the position of giving money to someone. They're in the position of physically helping someone. They're in the position of giving a person a raise if at work and they're a boss and they have people below them. By virtue of their ability to give something, they give. So already giving shows abundance. Abundance in any form. A person who cooks a lot has the ability to give food. A person who has people below him, juniors, and he's a senior and he's a boss, has the ability to give promotions and raises and recommendations. So, whoever is in a position to give can give, and by giving, they're already in the flow. And then, the figure eight, it comes back to them. They're giving out and it comes back to them. Even when the economy was bad in America, I would make sure I spent a lot. I just do that. I don't cut down when the economy is bad. I actually spend a lot more. And then I found, and this was years ago, and I still do that, but this was years ago in 2009, 10, 8, I think the economy went bad. And I would spend even more money. I wouldn't clamp down and stop spending. I actually went for huge long distance cruises and spent even more money. Because it's a universal eight figure, you're putting it out and it comes back to you. And I was not going to do my part of putting out emotional garbage and negativity into society to put out this feeling of lack, because then I would be contributing to that feeling of lack, correct? And then lack energy creates more lack, whether it's in an individual situation, whether it is in a country situation. So I was not going to put out lack into the US of A. My personal motto is to make sure that I'm contributing. I'm not there to take, I'm there to give. And then the universal figure works out anyway, because the universe keeps track of all these things, and I just made more money. It just happened. So instead of clamping down, I spent more money, refused to put out lack energy into society. I would even waste money on nothingness. And then I just got more money back, even more money. So in the spiritual world, it's not that spirituality is free. It's not that spirituality is free. In India, olden days, people would give everything free. Now, a lot of people are charging money for their spirituality. And then, they charge a lot of money and then they put it back into society. They do many, many things. They create beauty. They're able to spread their information even more. And we're talking of yoga and we're talking of simple things. We're not talking of converting people. So in India itself, like a lot of people charge for their courses and all of these things. And I support all of the people who are listening to the show right now. If you're in the field where you're trying to make a difference and you're trying to put out good energy and try to bring people into alignment with themselves and your healers and your teachers, your life coaches, and all of these wonderful, beautiful people, and I'm not saying businessmen are not, because they're trying to sell products, correct, which are good for the world. So anybody who's out there, whether you're in the spiritual energy line or whether you're in product line or service line, we want you to know that you deserve to be paid for your services. And find a way to do it. Please, if you've taken a poverty oath, you need to release that oath. Release the oath of poverty that your work will not be paid for. It's a belief system, but the universal figure brings everything back. So if you're putting it out that your work is, you don't deserve to be paid for your work, then, well, you might get that back. And so we're basically saying that everybody here who's listening to the show deserve to be paid for their work. And the key factor behind it is believing that your work is of value. Your work is of value to someone. So believing in yourself, believing in your product, whether you're an energy healer, a spiritual teacher, whether you're selling products, whether you're an accountant, you're selling services, consultations, everybody deserves to be paid for their work. There are certain professions like engineers and doctors and lawyers where if a person doesn't go to a doctor or if a person doesn't use a lawyer or an engineer, then the immediate effect is felt. Correct? They know survival-wise that they need to do that. So they're willing to pay. They're willing to pay rent for their homes because they need shelter. But then there is this other level, and which is not just survival level, where you're trying to become fantastic, joyful manifestors. And so spending money on that is not a bad thing. It's a good thing because then good energy comes back to you because you're connected to all these wonderful people. All these wonderful, joyful, happy people who are in your aura. And if they're in your aura, then, well, you may not need medical services. You may not need a lawyer. You may just be in great energy and attract great things. And so we go from a very basic survival level to a very high vibration level where joyful things are happening. And the need to be in negative energy is not required. And talking of Wonka, did you watch the movie Wonka? It was released, and it's the chocolate factory Wonka. Well, if you watch this movie, just see if you can notice that Wonka is a great magician, but he's not a super great manifester. He keeps getting into issues. And it's a lot of struggle before he survives, before he survives, but before he profits materially. He spends a lot of time in lack, and his lack attracted more lack. So because he didn't have enough money to pay for a hotel room, he had to accept a pay later deal from a hotel, a motel, and he went there and his lack attracted more lack. He ended up owing them 10,000 something, whatever the currency was. They charge him for everything, literally. Of course, it's ridiculous. No hotel can do it, really. But it's just a way to show that when one is in lack, one actually attracts more lack. And he was not a great manifester. He's a great magician. His chocolates are great. They make people fly and they make people feel, see the lightning and, I mean, what's the silver lining? Each chocolate does something. So he's a great magician. Not a great manifester. He had to go through so many ups and downs before he finally manifested his success mentally, emotionally, physically, profitably, everything. So we want people to know that this is unlike Trolls, where, Poppy's just super happy and a great manifester. But we want people to know that there is a difference between being a magician and a manifester. And we want people to know that the more they use the joyful manifestation method, then the more they are able to do things in a happy way where they directly attract great consequences without going through the negativity in order for them to rise. We are going into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. So we're taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music, and coming back soon. So hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation, love and sex. Love
ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sukandi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. In section one, we were talking about wiring, how the brain thinks, how you think, and using joyful manifestation methods. So when faced with a situation, a love situation, because we're into soulmate manifestation, when faced with the situation, how does one react? What are the first thoughts that come into the mind? Does one immediately go into joyful manifestation mode of operation? Or does one use old methods that have been in place for so long? We're not talking of great methods given by the masters. We're talking about methods that people use in societies to solve situations. So a unique mind is a joyful mind that seeks joyful methods, solutions to solve situations. So everybody's mind wiring matters. And when they go off from the show and they start to notice, what are the first thoughts that come to them when they have a situation? Are those abundance thoughts? Are those negative thoughts? Second, what method is a person using to tackle the situation? Is it joyful manifestation? Does it stem from good fortune? Or is it a method that most people use and then end up having terrible consequences as a result of it? And so the way that we solve something, you know, in good fortune energy, you're not going to be attracting negative situations. So as we get into more and more good fortune energy, which is what the good fortune show is for, and the joyful manifestation show, you will get into more and more good energy, which means good things happen. So having to solve situations and find solutions won't be needed, becomes redundant. But let's say somebody is still changing and is in the process of going from old methods to the joyful manifestation method. And in between, obviously, you know, the past karma, blah, 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 what you reap, you sow, everything in the energy, which is negative. Having to solve those situations, if one uses the joyful manifestation method, then you will see a difference. Less ripples. Zero ripples, actually. And then what happens when there are zero ripples from your actions? I'm talking of negative ripples. What happens is, let's say there's a negative situation with a soulmate, with a lover, and one refuses to use old methods, relationship methods and practices and principles, relationship principles laid by many, many people over many centuries. And so many books on that, right? Well, if one refuses to use a method that is not joyful manifestation, then the ripples created are very less to zero. And then what happens is one is able to neutralize the energy and then create positive. So many people who work with me are telling me, I'm trying to create positive, but he just won't listen. He's not allowing me to create positive. He's not allowing me to do anything. In fact, many people don't even take their calls and block them. He's not giving me the chance to show that I am a great match for him. You know, the worst thing is when a person comes with good intentions And many of my clients are good people. All of you listening here are good people. You have good intentions. My clients have good intentions. You know, then I'm not going to be accepting them as a client, right? Unless I know that I can even change their intentions. But whatever it is, they have good intentions. They want to show their best. They want to show that they're going to be a good wife. They want to show that they can be a good girlfriend, a good partner. And the soulmate is not allowing, not taking their calls, even blocking them on social media, WhatsApp, and every platform. Not meeting them also. So if a soulmate doesn't meet somebody, the client, then fictitious Jane, if her soulmate is not meeting her, how is she going to show him that she's good for him? Well, you know, because of the joyful manifestation energy, we create ways for people to meet and for people to show that they're good, they're a good match. So having the opportunity, we create golden opportunities also. It just happens. Once you're in joyful manifestation energy and attracting good fortune, then we create golden opportunities for people to meet, and things just happen so beautifully and amazingly well that soulmates can't not end up together. And for all of you listening there who have had experiences where they try to do something, but it doesn't work out. They're not given the opportunity. They don't meet their soulmates. Or they're trying their best to show how nice they are, and everything just kind of falls flat. We want you to know that it's not true. We can change this and create golden opportunities for you to be your best so that your soulmate can recognize the fictitious Jane, soulmate can recognize fictitious Jane as being the ideal woman for him. And this goes for all relationships, men, women, same sex, everything. We have an open mind here on the Joyful Manifestation Show. And we want to say that every relationship is important. We recognize every relationship because it comes from the heart. It comes from the heart, where love exists. And love is what we're here to experience, correct, in this world. Why are we here? To experience love. Why are we here? To experience love. What makes us happy? Love. Of course, food too. Food makes me happy. And so what happens is that your experience of the world, as you put out more money and this money comes back to you, clamping down on expenses does not help. I'm not saying go beyond your budget. But if something is within your budget, if something is the price of a coffee, if something is within your budget, however small it is, don't clamp down on it, because what happens is that you block everything. And even in soulmate manifestation, some women get so disappointed with love that they block everything. They just put up a huge wall. And so even their soulmate cannot come in. I'm not saying you have to date everybody and you have to do all of this stuff. I'm just saying, open up your mind to love and allow love in. Open up your mind to money and allow money in. When you spend money, more money comes back to you because you're putting into effect the 8-figure, and you're putting it out and it comes back to you, putting it out and it comes back to you. And this is true for money. This is true for love. This is basically true for everything in this world, where you're a giver and you become a receiver. And understanding this principle that what we literally put out and give out is going to come back to us. And by clamping down and blocking and walling things up, creating walls for money, for love, for sex, all of these things have the effect of basically building up the greatest wall so that even good has a problem flowing in. And we are approaching the end of the show. We will be meeting again for the Good Fortune Show next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we want everybody here to start wiring their minds to be joyful manifestors so that when faced with a situation, immediately their joyful manifestation brain should kick in to solve it so that less ripple effect. And when there's less ripple effect and zero actually, then it neutralizes the negativity. And then we can create the positive. We can then start to build the future and create amazing, amazing opportunities for us. And so, of course, I'll be reviewing movies and I will let you know whether they're using joyful manifestation methods or some method that is really not suitable to follow. So until next week, notice how your mind is responding to situations and whether you fall back into your joyful manifestation methods or, you know, something else. So this is Gandhi Iyer tuning out, signing out for the Joyful Manifestation Show. And I'm wishing you a wonderful rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.